in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Good morning. Talking today with Dr. Gabe in the Sparta School District. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Not too bad. It's good. We're working our way towards spring.
Are we? Because there's snow on the ground right now.
But no, it's we'll get here before long, and then we'll be having the severe thunderstorms and everything that always come with the spring weather.
So yes.
Not one thing, it's another. So, yeah. But if you live in Southern Illinois, you just learn to kind
you're
of
used to
figure,
it.
You know, one day it might be snowing, the next day it might be 60 degrees, you know?
Yes.
Just briefly, what are we going to kind of talk about today?
So, the focus of this morning's show was going to be covering some of the initiatives that we've implemented over the last 3 years. We have a tremendous opportunity coming up March 25th. The Illinois Association of School Boards will be hosting their regional meeting at our school, at Sparta High School. So all of the superintendents, school board members will be coming from Southern Illinois, from all the school districts in Southern Illinois. So we'll have about 100 people to hear us talk about what's worked for us and how we've accomplished our goals and things like that. So that's kind of what I thought it was. You know, we're in March almost. We will be after this week. So I thought that this was a good time to kind of highlight some of the things that we've done. And moving forward into, this will be the end of my third year here.
So time flies.
It has gone so fast. Not that I'm going anywhere, because I'm not. I'll be here a couple more years at least. But it does. It's amazing. When you start to prepare for graduations and start writing those speeches and realize that those young kids are now going to be graduating seniors, it's quite emotional.
I can imagine. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We're talking with Dr. Gabe here on The People Speak this morning, and we'll be right back.
In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Good morning. Talking today with Dr. Gabe in the Sparta School District. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Not too bad. It's good. We're working our way towards spring.
Are we? Because there's snow on the ground right now.
But no, it's we'll get here before long, and then we'll be having the severe thunderstorms and everything that always come with the spring weather. So
yes.
not one thing, it's another. So but if you live in Southern Illinois, you just learn to kind
you're
of
used to
figure,
it.
You know, one day it might be snowing, the next day it might be 60 degrees, you know?
Yes.
Just briefly, what are we going to kind of talk about today?
So the focus of this morning's show was going to be covering some of the initiatives that we've implemented over the last 3 years. We have a tremendous opportunity coming up March 25th. The Illinois Association of School Boards will be hosting their regional meeting at our school, at Sparta High School. So all of the superintendents, school board members will be coming from Southern Illinois, from all the school districts in Southern Illinois. So we'll have about 100 people to hear us talk about what's worked for us and how we've accomplished our goals and things like that. So that's kind of what I thought it was. You know, we're in March almost. We will be after this week. So I thought that this was a good time to kind of highlight some of the things that we've done. And moving forward into, this will be the end of the of my third year here.
So time flies.
It has gone so fast. Not that I'm going anywhere, because I'm not. I'll be here a couple more years at least. But it does. It's amazing when you start to prepare for graduations and start writing those speeches and realize that those young kids are now going to be graduating seniors. It's quite emotional.
I can imagine. All right, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We're talking with Dr. Gabe here on The People Speak this morning, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to The People Speak, talking with Dr. Gabe from Sparta School District today. And you'd mentioned some things that have gone on, that some changes, different things like that, initiatives, I guess. Wanted to talk a little bit about those.
Sure. So for the March 25th Illinois Association of School Boards presentation, we are focusing on four areas that we've really addressed and hit hard over the past 3 years. It just so happens they all start with C's. So I don't know if there are four C's or what, but curriculum and instruction, college and career readiness, culture and climate, and then our community needs. So I can talk a little bit about each one of those and kind of what that looks like and what we've done. For example, curriculum instruction, we have become a very data-driven school district. We use an assessment called NWEA MAP. So for the state assessment, we use IAR or SAT for our elementary and high school, but NWEA is a screener that can give us an indication of where kids are and where they will score. So we can take that progress, dive into that data, and make some really solid instructional decisions because of that assessment system. So that was something that we implemented first year, and it's been going well. We adopted a common curriculum, Engage New York, so everyone's on the same page. We're teaching to the state standards. We went one-to-one. All of our kids have a device, whether it be a Chromebook or an iPad. We've integrated technology. We use different apps. It's amazing what our teachers have done to make learning interactive using technology. We utilize consultants for math and English language arts. And we started Sparta University, which we've talked about before. That's kind of our job-embedded PD that we either present ourselves or one of our staff, or sometimes we'll have an outside speaker come, and it's a way to give teachers PD within their own district. They don't have to go to a conference or go somewhere else. As far as our college and career readiness, we started that teacher internship program a couple of years ago. That's still going strong. Along with that, we have the CEO startup, the co-op, SWIC Running Start. We've partnered with SWIC, so our kids have the opportunity to graduate not only with a high school diploma, but an associate's degree. We have CNA offerings. We had our BEC students Red Brick students participate in a Civil Air Patrol. So that, they have that experience. We have a destination wall where if we find out where a student is going, we put that on there so that other kids can have exposure to that university and have something to look forward to. We have post-secondary portfolios so they can, as a freshman, start collecting things that they'll need to apply for scholarships and financial aid when they're a senior. Our vocational program is strong. We have our college and career fair where we have speakers come in different universities and trades. And then we also have each of our teachers have the college pennant of where they attended, along with a promise statement. It's kind of an acronym of their last name, telling the kids what is their commitment to them and their education. So we hope that that will help expose some kids to our teaching profession as well. Culture and climate is huge. So that's going to be another day that I come to talk to you. But basically, I mean, you can see all of the rebranding that we've done. Katie at Sign Solutions helped us that first year bring those three mascot heads together to show that we're one district. Mm-hmm. Before we were very separate. I think the logo was a road. I don't know where the road was going to. the website was green, and our colors, you know, we're blue. Mm-hmm. Besides Lincoln is red, but just focusing on that rebranding so that people could identify who we really are. And and our motto is we are Sparta District 140. And our staff wear those shirts with pride. Boy, do they ever. Then finally, the community needs. We've been focusing a lot the last couple of years on trauma. We joined that resiliency pilot where we educate our teachers and use some different de-escalation techniques with our students just to kind of have a way of self-regulation for them. We have calming corners where they can go to. There's so much research linked to the impacts of trauma on rewiring your brain, basically. And so we're trying to reverse those effects when they come to us at school by exposing them to a lot of different things. We've done the mock crash. That will be, you'll see that again next year. That kind of gives the community understanding of the impact of distracted driving. So our kids do a great job of putting that on. The layer, the Leo layer that we have at Evansville and Lincoln has definitely helped our community. We've provided clothing and all kinds of necessities to families. The Beloved Community event that we had, that this was our second year of that, that has brought our community together. And it just so happens that we're celebrating Martin Luther King, but I see that it means so much more. It just really brings us together. Besides Sparta University for our college and career awareness, we have parent universities. We've started quarterly this year. So we had Dr. Jesse Jackson came and spoke to parents. This next one that we're having is Reading and Cooking with Your Children. So it is a book that will give you common books that you read with your kids. It may be Brown Bear, Brown Bear. What do you see? And then there's a recipe, a real simple recipe that you can have your kids do with you. So that exposes them to the love of literature, but also it gives you an activity to do with your child. So we're looking forward to hosting that. Our speakers bureaus that we've had a lot of people come into our district and connect with the kids, whether it be about, you know, distracted driving or the internet, cyberbullying, things like that. So we've tried to cover a gamut to be able to provide that resource to the community, as well as we do restorative practices. We're still doing circles. It looks a little bit different, but there are teachers that are still doing circles in their classrooms just to have a different relationship with our kids.
Right.
So we've done that. I mean, that's just a snip of what we've done for the past 3 years. Everyone has worked so tremendously hard to make this a better place for our students. And I have a slide that shows the benefits of that. It's impacted our academic data. Our finances are in very good shape compared to how they were several years ago. So we're a work in progress, but we're working hard and it's benefiting our kids.
That's a lot of stuff in 3 years.
It is. I'm tired. I'd love to go to Hawaii or something. Everybody's tired. They've all pulled up their sleeves and put in the hard work. So if you see a teacher or a paraprofessional or even a custodian, anyone that's part of the district out, tell them thank you because they have really worked hard these last few years.
Okay. Anything finally want to throw in there?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much, that's a lot. And I couldn't even, the culture and climate, that's the part of the presentation I'm working on now. And I don't know how many slides it's going to take me to put what we've all done as far as culture and climate on there too, because that is such an important part of building a strong foundation for your school district.
Yeah, I don't think people really realize, you know, all the work, you know, they know that, the teaching, you know, and such. But there's a lot more to, you know, a school district than that.
There is. There's so many different personalities that are being forced to work together. We started a district self-care challenge. So quarterly, an administrator takes the charge of hosting an event. And today just so happens to be one of our 2 o'clock days. We're going to go out to Evansville, and he has a team building exercise where we will mix people up. So we can't just be, you know, Evansville and the high school and Lincoln separately. We need to know that we're a team and we have people in other buildings that we can rely on. So we're competitive. Our teachers and staff are super competitive. So we will see what happens this afternoon. If you see us running around town or I don't know what the activity is. We always conceal it and keep it secret until that day. So, but I look super forward to seeing all of our staff in one place together.
All right. Well, Dr. Gabe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again next month.
Yes.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.